堂听 class.com。
Let's get crazy！
李阳疯狂英语
，Leon Crazy English。
Are you ready？ 准备好了吗？亲爱的高中的朋友们，高一高二高三的朋友们，欢迎大家来到五分钟突破英语听力高中版。
Welcome to Conquer Senior High School English Listening Comprehension in 5 minutes.
This is Leon.
And this is your old friend Jim.
This is Anthony from America.
And this is Stephanie from America.
Believe in yourself, you are the best. 第一课
1.Very nice skirts. How much are they?
$10 each, and $1 off if you buy two. They are on sale. 2. I know you want to talk about this report, but I'd like to tell you about my new computer.
Let's keep to the point. We can talk about that later, all right?
Okay.
3.Bill, that's a lovely painting in your living room.
I'm glad you like it. It's a Christmas gift from my son.
Well, it's beautiful. Your son has very good taste.
4. Sue, how is your new roommate?
She really makes me angry.
What happened?
She's always making loud noises at midnight. When I remind her, she is always rude.5. Excuse me, I'm looking for Mr. Town.
Oh, he is not on this floor. He's on the 4th floor. Go down the stairs and turn left. 6. Did you finish typing that report?
Yes, I did, but I worked late.
It must be a long report, I guess.
Exactly. 12 pages. I spent 3 hours on it.
By the way, what time did you go home?
I left the office at about 9 o'clock. I got home at 10.
What did you have for dinner?
I sent out for a sandwich, and I ate it at my desk.
7. Ricky, what's going on? Fred told me just now that you're going to leave us.
Yes, I feel really bad about it. But BMD came up with really a good offer.
Well, I didn't know that you were looking for a new job.
Well, just between you and me, I think we have some real problems in this department. Don't get me wrong. It has nothing to do with you, Frank. Everybody says that you're an excellent manager.
Problems? What problems? Do we have time to talk about it?
Extra achievement. 1. Keep to the point. Number 1. Don't waste time.Let's keep to the point. Number 2. During the meeting, he just beat around the bush and didn't keep to the point. 2. Send out for. Number 1. We usually send out for our lunch at the office. Number 2. My mother didn't feel like cooking tonight, so we just sent out for a pizza. 3.Come up with. Number 1. Could you give me the exact time when you will come up with the money? Number 2. Given time, I could have come up with a better idea. 4. Get somebody wrong. Don't get me wrong. I was just trying to help you. 5. Have nothing to do with somebody. Number 1. It has nothing to do with you. It is completely my fault. Number 2. It has nothing to do with me. I don't know anything about it.
Lesson 2. 1. You know, I've just finished some very interesting research for the newspaper about things people do in their spare time.
Really? What did you learn?
Well, I talked to 20 people, and 19 of them watch TV.
That's interesting. I never watch it. Do you?
Not much. Anyway, about half of them, 9 people, play some kind of sport.
I'm not surprised. People are getting more exercise these days.
Yes. A few of them go to the movies.
I do too.
But here is the most interesting result. Only 1 of them reads.
That's terrible. Two. Excuse me, do you mind if I sit here?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Are you going somewhere, or are you meeting someone?
I'm on my way to Washington, and you?
I'm on my way to San Francisco.
Really? I think San Francisco is probably the most exciting place in the U.S.
So do I. No other city has as many good restaurants or as much good music.
Is San Francisco your hometown?
No, I'm from a very small town in Pennsylvania. I wouldn't want to live there again either. I don't like small town living very much.
Neither do I, really. But small towns have their advantages. Less traffic.
And friendly people. You know, I'm beginning to feel homesick. By the way, where are you from?
China.
China? But you speak English like a native speaker. I didn't have any idea.
Oh, excuse me. It's time for my flight. Well, nice talking with you.
Me too. Bye.
Extra Achievement. 1. Do you mind if? Number 1. Do you mind if I bring Jessica to your party? Number 2. Do you mind if I drop in on you when I come to Shanghai? 2. I'm on my way to. I'm on my way to the airport. I'm going to Shanghai on business. 3. I'm beginning to. Number 1. I'm beginning to love our new head teacher. Number 2. I'm beginning to enjoy yelling English in the morning with my best friends. 4. It's time for. Number 1. Great! It's time for lunch. I'm starving. Number 2. It's time for a break. A proper break can improve efficiency.
Lesson 3. Could you suggest some ways to bring family members close together?
Well, I feel it is very important for families to have regular meals together. One of my good childhood memories was dinner with my parents and 2 sisters. Because my husband and I both work, and our 3 children are busy with their studies, we seldom had a chance to get together with the family. But we thought it would be possible for us to sit down and enjoy meals together every week. First, we tried setting 3 fixed dates, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But almost everyone was unhappy. Then my son had the idea that everyone told me his or her most convenient days, and I would choose the 2 best days. For a while, the children were still unhappy with the idea. They said they would rather spend the time with their friends playing sports. Gradually, though, they began to see these evenings together as interesting and helpful. We laughed a lot. We made plans for trips. We discussed each other's problems. After a couple of months, anyone who had to miss a family meal felt regretful. And now we all feel that we have been able to build much stronger relationships within the family than we had before.
Extra Achievement. Number 1. Could you suggest some ways to? Could you suggest some ways to improve our English writing skills? Number 2. I feel it is very important for somebody to. I feel it is very important for you to have a talk with your parents. Number 3. We thought it would be possible for somebody to. We thought it would be possible for us to get into the disco, but they said we were too young. Number 4. Somebody has had the idea that... I had the idea that we needed to concentrate more on customer service. Number 5. Somebody would rather do something. He would rather live in an apartment uptown.
Hey man, you're making great progress. 你正在取得最大的进步。
Don't give up, 永不放弃。
Let's go on to the next. 现在让我们学习下一个。
Lesson 4.
第二步，脱口而出考试题。Number 1.
Good morning, Mr. Lee. Did you sleep well last night after your long flight? Good morning. Yes, I did. I feel totally rested, and now I am ready for our meeting.
非常真实、极其地道的超级国际交流对话。我们请 Jim 老师慢速朗读 slowly.
Good morning, Mr. Lee. Did you sleep well last night after your long flight? Good morning. Yes, I did. I feel totally rested and now I am ready for our meeting.
Now, quickly, 快速朗读。
Good morning, Mr. Lee. Did you sleep well last night after your long flight? Good morning. Yes, I did. I feel totally rested. Now I'm ready for our meeting.
下面我要跟 Jim 老师进行对话 dialogue. 你一定要找一个同学将高考的听力彻底表演出来。Good morning, Jim. Did you sleep well last night after your long flight?
Good morning. Yes, I did.I feel totally rested, and now I am ready for our meeting.
Fantastic. Number 2.
We could go to a ball game this evening, or would you rather eat in a restaurant and then see a film? To tell you the truth, I can't really go anywhere this evening, because I'm expecting a very important phone call.
这是一个很难很难的对话。我请 Jim 老师快速朗读 quickly.
We could go to a ball game this evening, or would you rather eat in a restaurant than see a film? To tell you the truth, I can't really go anywhere this evening because I'm expecting a very important phone call. Well, buy a cell phone!
Yeah, I'm expecting a very important phone call. 我在等一个非常重要的电话。刚才 Jim 老师建议说，哎，去买一个 mobile phone.
Yeah,
买一个移动电话，买一个手机就好了。Number 3.
Have you got any idea what to buy for Mary's birthday?Well, I'll get her a new school bag, and I've promised to take her to a film. What about you? Oh, I haven't decided yet. I'll probably buy her that new music record, as she likes it so much.
So, this dialogue seems very British.
Seems very British and very old.
Very old.
Yeah, because I'd rather buy her a CD myself.
Yeah. American would say, what? Not, have you got an idea? We'd say...
Do you have any idea?
对，美国人会说 Do you have any idea? Also, American would say And take her to a movie.
Right.
Not take her to a film.
Right, take her to a movie.
对，这是两个英语跟美语之间的重要区别。Number 4.
So, what do you usually do in your free time? At the moment, I'm spending much of my free time learning German.I also enjoy playing the piano. Do you play any sports? Not much, but I go to the sports club and work out once a week.
这也是一个非常 practical, 很实用的一个对话。我请金老师快速读 quickly.
So what do you usually do in your free time at the moment? I'm spending much of my free time learning German. I also enjoy playing the piano. Do you play any sports? Not much, but I go to the sports club and work out once a week.
Now let's have a conversation. 我跟金老师对话。So...What do you usually do in your free time, Jim?
At the moment, I'm spending much of my free time learning German.
Chinese.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, Chinese. I'm spending much of my free time learning Chinese.
Yeah.
I also enjoy playing the piano.
I don't know you can play the piano.
Neither did I until this moment.
Okay. So, do you play any sports?
Not much, but I go to the sports club and work out once a week.
Wow, that's great. Good for you.
V. Very good.
Number 5.
Did you have a lot of friends when you were young? I didn't really make any close friends then, because I liked going off in the morning. And I mean, this was on the school holidays, riding a bike away with a few books in the basket and finding a nice place to read.
Let's have a conversation. Hey, Jim, did you have a lot of friends when you were young?
I didn't really make any close friends then, because I liked going off in the morning. And I mean, this was on the school holidays, riding a bike away with a few books in the basket and finding a nice place to read.
I admire you for that.
Thank you.
Number 6.
How are you going to the airport on Wednesday, Betty? I'm going to catch the bus. I can get off just outside the airport. A taxi is too expensive. Yeah, I was just thinking about this myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to be flying to America on Tuesday.
Yes.
And I'm wondering how to get to this new airport here in Guangzhou.
Oh.
The Xinbaiyun Jichang.
Okay,
right?
Just tell me. Hey, let's have a little conversation.
All right.
Hey, Jim, how are you going to the airport on Wednesday?
I'm going to catch the bus. I can get off just outside the airport. A taxi is too expensive. Over 100.
Oh, 100多块钱. Number 7.
Can you tell us what you like doing in the evening? Well, I like music. I listen to a lot of pop music, but most of all, I like watching TV. It's much better than reading a book.
What? Yeah. So, 我要跟金老师再对一次话. Can you tell us what you like doing in the evening?
Well, I like music. I listen to a lot of pop music, but most of all, I like watching TV. It's much better than reading a book. And that's why I'm stupid.
Yeah, stupid people do that. 愚蠢的人才老听音乐. Smart people read a lot. Do you agree?
I agree.
I hope that every young kid will read more.
That's right.
要大家要疯狂的读书，而不要看你愚蠢的电视.
Too many kids are watching TV and playing computer games.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Go back to the books are more fun anyway.
Right. 书更有意思.
Crazy English. Crazy English. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Wow. You're an English superstar. 你是一个英语超级巨星.
Number 8.
Wow, your homework looks great. Thanks. I did it on my computer. But come to think of it, didn't Mrs. Sawyer tell us we have to write it in our books? Oh, no, you're right. Oh, what am I going to do now?
现在由Jim老师扮演女人，不，女生，我来扮演男生. Wow, your homework looks great.
Thanks, I did it on my computer.
But come to think of it, didn't Mrs. Sawyer tell us we have to write it in our books?
Oh, no! You are right. Oh, what am I going to do now?
Fantastic. Number 9.
Are you and Anne going straight to the restaurant from work tonight? Actually, I'm leaving work early because I need to do some shopping in the market. And after that, I'm going to meet Anne outside the cinema.
Cinema!
She doesn't know where the restaurant is, you know. That sounds English.
Yes. What would Americans say? Also says cinema.
Movie theater.
Yeah, movie theater. 美国人说 movie theater. 英国人说 cinema. 看你妈妈的 cinema. 下面我继续跟金老师对话. You play the voice of a girl.
Are you and Anne going straight to the restaurant from work tonight?
Actually, I'm leaving work early because I need to do some shopping in the market. And after that, I'm going to meet Anne outside the cinema. She doesn't know where the restaurant is, you know.
Wow, great! Number 10.
Excuse me, have you got a minute? I've been waiting for ages and I was wondering. The doctors are very busy.
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm rather thirsty after all this time. Have you thought of getting a drink machine put in?
I'll speak to the hospital management about that.
Now, as quickly as possible.
Excuse me, have you got a minute? I've been waiting for ages and I was wondering. The doctors are very busy. No, it's not that. It's just that I'm rather thirsty after all this time. Have you thought of getting a drink machine put in? I'll speak to the hospital management about that.
Fantastic!
Extra achievement. 1. Have you got any idea? Do you have any idea? Number one, have you got any idea how to tackle this problem? Number two, do you have any idea how much this MP3 player costs? Two, I've been doing four. Number one, why are you so late? I've been waiting here for an hour. Number two, I've been working on this book for 3 months. Thank God it's nearly finished. Three, have you thought of? Number one, have you thought of getting your teacher a present on Teacher's Day? Number two, have you thought of going abroad to study?
It's time to turn the tape. 现在该翻袋了。